Here we go on a, what day is today? Is it Sunday, Monday? I think it's Wednesday.
Nailed it.
Wednesday, one for one so far. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, you just heard Susie. Susie will be back with the news at 1, and also a chili taste-off. Susie made chili over the weekend, kind enough to bring us some in yesterday. We've held off, so 1:35, we're going to have a little chili taste. What would you admit to Susie? What do we think of her chili?
I think she warned us Monday that a little spicy for her. She thought the spice level was a little high.
I like some spice in my chili.
Bring it. Absolutely.
And again, the official policy is peak chili. If it's a great chili, it's better than any soup on the planet. You agree?
I'm not ready to go there, but peak chili is within the top five, certainly, if we're combining chilies and soups.
Which soup do you think at its best is better than chili?
I love a very good corn chowder.
Corn chowder? Why don't you move to New England, okay? One of those.
I said corn chowder. I didn't
one of those
say,
states we
I
really
didn't say
don't
clam
need.
Chowder. I said corn chowder. A little chicken in there, a little bacon.
Rhode Island, get out of here. Maine, get out of here.
Oh, Maine's delightful.
That's fine. It could be combined into another state. It's too tiny. It's
okay. You're what? What tortilla? Chicken tortilla soup? That
I
your deal?
I love that soup. That seriously. That soup compared to corn chowder.
Oh, like, please get out of here.
It's like your golf game compared to Tiger's.
Right now we're actually pretty close.
Right now you're better because he had four more back surgeries today. All right, let's get to the Joe Biden soundbite. Here we go. Play it.
And just the other day, a speaker at his rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know the Puerto Rican that I know, or Puerto Rico where I'm in my home state of Delaware. They're good, decent, honorable people. The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of seen as unconscionable.
Okay, what's your first reaction? What was your first reaction when you heard it? Text me. 651-461-9226. Maybe you just heard the soundbite for the first time. My first reaction, he's the president of the United States. He's sounding older, more feeble, and more confused by the day, the few times he talks. He still has some good days. But my first thought is that guy is the president of the United States. And it's sad that he has aged as quickly as he has during his presidency. All of them do, Dave, right? Trump is the this is another Donald Trump rarity. He doesn't sound as sharp as he did in 2015, but he mainly looks the same, right?
Yeah.
Mainly. Now it helps,
but not a ton.
Now it helps when you buy out the bronzing store of the United States of America every day.
Yeah, but you watch him move. He still moves. He still walks fine.
Yeah,
he's got a great dance moves.
No, he
really
doesn't.
Can boogie down.
No, he does not have that.
He's got the arms. He's got the body turn.
I will not, because I think we'd be fired. Describe how Bill Maher describes what Donald is doing. But, you know, when they showed Donald dancing in the 80s and 90s, he had a version of the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's not like his dance skills were diminished from before. He's limited.
Well, limited, or else he just knows he plays the hits.
He plays to his strengths.
You know,
his
the thing, gets the arms out. All of a sudden, Kristi Noem's behind him. She's got the arms out.
Exactly.
We know what we're doing.
So my first thought was, I mean, he sounds confused. It just is a bad, bad moment for him. And it absolutely has an effect on the news discussion for some period of time. So your first reaction when you heard it at some point last night, read about it, but actually listen to the president speaking right there. That man is the most powerful person on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
The president of the United States.
I read it before I heard it. I read it on Twitter last night. And reading it, it was, what is going on here? Because it contained all of the, you know, verbal pauses and confusion, you know, Puerto Rican, Delaware, good people. And then I listened to it, and it sounds better than when you read it, just because, you know, when we hear things like that. But, yeah, it's, oh, my. It was, aside from just what he said about garbage.
Yeah,
not sound good at all.
Okay, so let's get to the point. It's insulting. It just is. I don't buy the White House explanation on the apostrophe. Get out of here with the apostrophe.
The biggest baloney.
I mean, seriously. I mean,
what a load of garbage that was.
I don't think Jill Biden believes that either. Now, let's be honest. They attempted a clarification, including from Joe Biden's account on X. Donald would not have even tried. He would have doubled down. Right? And we're going to get to Donald. And I know I haven't looked at the text yet. Of course, Donald says insulting things every 5 minutes. It's a fire hose of insulting lies, and you're just overwhelmed by it every single day. When Donald is tweeting out, I'm running, what did he say? I'm pushing for positive solutions. I mean, where do we want to start with the guy? Okay, so, yes, there is incredible hypocrisy from the Trump folks who are calling this out. But it is insulting by Joe Biden. Now, if you want to come back and say, now, really, is it insulting? Because is this just the combo of Joe Biden foot in his mouth, which he's been doing forever since he burst upon the public scene, and the combination of age? Probably is. Do I also believe he is still furious about how this has played out, Dave Aragon, and can't believe that he's not running against this guy? I think that's a part of it. It's a little bit like Susie's chili that we're going to try. There's a dash, a little bit of this. He's also outraged by the comedian's joke, and I'll say exactly what I've said the first 2 days of this week. That guy is an insult comic. That's all he does. Is insult comedy. So if you're one who gets upset by insult comedy, I get it. By the way, there's tons of comedians who are insult comics who are all for Kamala Harris. Having him at the event was stupid. It was the wrong place for him to be. But if you really want to be outraged about the event, listen to all the other people. Not the comedian. Listen to people who are there supporting Trump, including Trump. That's where the energy should have been. Not at a comedian who, by the way, if you think insult comedy's funny, and you've seen it in other places, I'll just quote Jon Stewart. He's funny. That's the wrong place to tell the joke. And if he's saying it literally, it's repugnant. But he's an insult comedian. So what effect does this really have? Again, insulting, wrong time, Joe sounds feeble. I'll stand by what I said in the summer. If he made the decision he couldn't stay in the race, he should have stepped down as the president of the United States. You know where I've stood. You've been here the whole time. Since middle of 2022, I think the signs were very evident about whether he could handle the job. And for sure at that point, he should have announced, I'm not running. They don't even, we had the reports now for 3-4 days. The Harris campaign doesn't want him out there. And while she's having her closing argument, by the way, as we said yesterday, she's having her closing argument. She's at a rally today. You can't,
two or three of them.
You can't have your closing argument, and then there's 6 more days of campaigning.
Well, these are called and another thing.
Exactly. By the way, I wasn't done. This is the encore. You know, and Bruce, and everybody finishes, and then come on, Rosalita, let's go. God, she's back out here. So while she's out there, like, I don't know, pitching wedge away on the ellipse, giving the closing argument, Joe's with one of the worst Zoom setups I've seen, and he's the president of the United States. Does somebody help Joe with the Zoom setup, or is he just on his own at the White House?
It's better they put it above versus below, because at least we didn't get the up-the-nose shot that became very popular during the pandemic.
Yes. Yeah, but it looked like just something like your grandpa would set up. Now, I would think we have some pretty good technology at the White House, wouldn't you?
I hope he's got a couple guys that can set that thing up and get the ring light going, the whole deal.
Think so. Maybe some lighting that's better. Maybe the teleprompter. Seems odd that you'd be doing some other event at that time, doesn't it? Wouldn't you just, like, all events from somebody as prominent as, oh, I don't know, the president would be directed towards what his vice president is doing 110 yards away? I don't know what he's doing. But on the effect on the race, it gives the Trump team ammunition. The hypocrisy is all over the place. Just got, I mean, by the day is done, Trump will say four or five just insulting things. But I say this all the time. I'm not going to spend a second considering a vote on Donald Trump. How many times have I said this for a long time? That doesn't mean I hate his voters or I want something bad to happen to his voters. 99.99% I'm sure we'd find numerous other areas where we would agree. It could be friendly. We just don't agree on that one part. So to call them garbage is awful. But is it going to change any votes, Dave? For those folks, I mean, the folks who haven't decided, it's not a matter they haven't decided if they're voting for Trump or Harris. It's they haven't decided if they're going to vote for Trump and they're Republican. Or they're Democrat who doesn't agree with Harris and they're debating whether they're going to vote. I guess there's just a small percentage of Haley voters who are still going back and forth. But the majority of people you're still trying to get to right now are the folks who are on the fence or normally don't vote. You're not going to have anything sizable, any sizable amount of voters say, whoa, I was all for Harris, but now after Biden said this, again, insulting, they're not going to switch their vote because of this.
I think half of the Democrats just went Trump, actually. Yeah. No, it's the Republicans, in my view, it's the Republicans that have always voted Republican that are really struggling with voting Donald Trump this time around. And maybe there's a very, very small sliver that says, hears this and says, well, they're all alike. They're all garbage. Let's just throw that word out. So I'll just vote right like I always do because, Trump's no worse than the rest of them.
And again, on Twitter, I point this out. And again, I'm a Trump supporter. I don't call out Trump. And then numerous people saying, yeah, they all are garbage. Absolutely not. I don't believe that for one speck of a second. Okay, what's your first impression? Both of us are like, whoa, that's the president of the United States. How foolish it is, the timing, it's insulting. And does it really affect anything regarding votes? Can they pick up some momentum? Because of the deplorable Hillary comment, that was in September, so they could build on that for a while. Maybe you'd rather have the short build. You're very good with the short build. 651-461-9226. All right, Lil Springsteen. We'll guess the bumper music theme when Rena joins us in about 10. So if you're wondering what the vice president of the United States had to say after Joe Biden really took the news away from her closing speech. And again, there's one texter saying, talk about Harris in the speech. I get it. But the Joe Biden story, at least for a shorter period of time, is the bigger news today. It just is. And again, I'm not buying the closing speech because she's going to be at 3 rallies today. She's going to be at, what do you think? What's your guess? 15 more rallies? How many more interviews is she going to do?
She'll be busy.
She'll be busy.
She'll be over the place.
Here's the vice president coming off a plane addressing what Joe Biden said last night.
First of all, he clarified his comments, but Let me be clear. I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for.
It's what she should have said. Now, when people are saying this is their sister soldier moment, you know, Bill Clinton, 1992, she didn't go that far. Let's not go that far. But she said the right thing. Now, regarding garbage and Donald Trump, this is from a recent event, right?
This we're a dumping ground. We're like a garbage can for the world.
And he's talking about the United States of America, by the way.
That's right.
So it's in the general vicinity.
I mean, we're all playing in the same ballpark today, aren't
yeah.
we?
Yeah. When he's talking about positive solutions, get out of here. Right? Just get out of here. All right. Let's get to a lot of your texts. He's old and he's spot on. He's old. And if you think 74 million people are all garbage, then I couldn't disagree with you more. Admitted I'm biased, but he's talking about the comedian, the people who are defending the garbage island comment. Well, then he needs to be able to say that. I mean, you know, again, we get cleanups with Trump a lot too. But it shouldn't be that tough for the president of the United States to do this. And it has been a part of Joe Biden's routine forever, the foot and mouth. But this is why he's been hidden from the American public the last few years, because they don't know how sharp he's going to be and they don't know what he's going to say. And that's a sad indictment if you're the president of the United States, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, why they've kept him hidden and why, as you've pointed out, Kamala Harris doesn't seem eager to have him out on the campaign trail.
No. If I were a Republican, I'd be mad. Not all Republicans are MAGA Republicans. By the way, even if you're the most MAGA Republican at all, and so I'm not going to spend a split second voting and a MAGA Republican believes he's the Messiah, so then I have to say that person is garbage? We just massively disagree politically. We could maybe go out to dinner and find 500 other areas where we would agree and converse and talk and have fun. Doesn't mean everybody's garbage. He slipped up, frustrated and angry. That's it. Don't overthink it. I can't believe the Democrats had him ready to go another 4 years. Let's get to that. What if he would have stayed stubborn? He should have stepped out of the race year before. Dean Phillips is right. In July of 2022. What if that guy was still in the race right now?
Oof.
Now, the lead could be only so big because there's so much of the electorate that wants no part of Donald Trump. But the race would be over, right?
Yes. Yeah, there's no debating that, I don't think.
And without Nancy Pelosi right there on the ledge with her hand on his back, without Pelosi, he stays in the race. Biden called Trump supporters what they are. Spare us the phony outrage. Okay? Again, if you think 74 million people are garbage, we don't agree. Yes, President Biden has aged, and I'll give you that. Thankfully, steps aside and let someone else run the country. I'm not going to get all upset over the insult of Trump supporters. Donald Trump insults people every day. He does. Want me to break? I think it's a good idea.
You told me it was 32 or bust.
Yeah. Stop making excuses for Biden. Sounds hypocritical. He insulted half the voters. Listening is a good skill. I came out right away and said, can you believe this guy's the president of the United States? That's not exactly making excuses. Rena's next. Rena on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm super. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Evaluate your preparations for Halloween right now on a scale of 0 to 10. Zero, miserable, you've done nothing, it's tepid, it's really shameful. Or 10, you are lit, you are ready to go, and we all should be embarrassed. We're not at your level at this point.
Oh, 10.
10?
Without a doubt.
Wow. Put both shoulders back in socket. Man, very impressive. Okay, well, so what have you done?
Well, we have the landscape lights are all purple and orange. There's a new haunted castle inflatable that the kids will have to walk through to get to the front door.
Wow.
There's a graveyard, two giant spiders, the happy Halloweener, which is a wiener dog that is also inflatable, an inflatable cat that moves its head side to side.
I have no idea.
Pumpkins on the front steps. My daughter made her own vial of blood out of colored water. And she wrote in letters on it, blood. There's a scary skeleton that lights up.
Jeez.
And says creepy things. Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Dave, any idea this was going to be the answer?
I was not expecting that. Wow, that's really strange.
I was going to go troubling myself, but strange I think works also. Have you always been all in on Halloween, or is this different this year?
I have never been all in on Halloween. This has come on slowly over the last couple of years because my daughter's like the most emo 8-year-old you'll ever meet. She likes clouds and rainy days and Halloween and scary skeletons. You know, she's just a little dark. She's a little dark. She might be related to you, Jeff.
I was going to say, I know where that comes from. Okay, so the plan tomorrow.
Yeah.
Are you going out with her? Are you staying home with her? How is this going to play out?
So normally I'm the one that goes out with her, and then my husband stays home and hands out the candy. I'm off a little later than normal this year, so I don't know how this is going to work. But also, our neighborhood decided to add a parade this year at 5:45 p.m. So,
get out of here. Come on.
Yeah. So I don't know what we're going to do yet. Dave, why don't you come over with your kids, and then you can take my kid trick-or-treating until I get home.
Yeah, they will
love our neighborhood.
Okay.
Not doing the parade thing, you mean. You, not your kids. You're not even going to tell them about it because you are lazy.
Yeah, your daughters could be part of a parade, a Halloween parade, and because you hate joy, Dave, you're not going to be there.
Yeah, because you would have been all in on that in your heyday.
Well, my heyday is now. Yeah. My kids are older.
You know what? I'm a parent who enforces limits, okay? I'm not the one who says, well, my daughter likes Halloween, so I'm going to spend $8,000 on inflatables and wiener dogs.
Wrong, says the guy who put a six-month birthday, half-birthday party together for his daughter. Wrong.
Good point.
I mean, we went to a park. We didn't have to pay.
Yeah, but you still celebrated a half birthday.
Right.
That's weak.
Oh, I thought Rena was on my side with that.
This is a dog eat dog competition right now. Okay, how do you define your neighborhood? Is it like, I mean, is this a gated community where you're shot? I mean, so how many homes are involved in the parade?
That's a good question. I mean, not everybody has kids, but it's just a kid heavy neighborhood. I mean, it's not fancy by any means. It's just always been like a very, like when you move into it, you know what you're getting into. Like there's like a little association. It's not like there's, you know, it's not like you pay anything to live there. But I mean, like there's just people who care enough that they have a little board and they decide like, we're going to do movies in the park during the summer. Or the dads are all going to get together and they're going to help make a hockey rink in the park that's, you know, nearby. There's a 4th of July parade that they always do, and they have face painting and things like that.
This is too much time with the neighbors. Dave, you're with me?
They like to be involved.
Yeah, it sounds like a lovely neighborhood that I want no part of.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you know what I want? Hey, nice to see you. You know, that's right. Dave, you about there?
Yeah. Walking the dog. I'll give you a wave.
Yeah, a little
nod.
I'm
not stopping.
Yeah, I didn't realize every Flag Day, do you have an event too? I mean, where does it stop?
You know what? I don't know where it stops, guys. But what I will tell you is you guys obviously don't care about others and you don't want to live in a safe neighborhood. You don't want to live where people that's care it. About other people. And that's fine. That's fine. You guys do you. Yes. That's cool.
Yeah. We shoot each other in our neighborhood. You know, that's what
Hey, there are neighborhoods that exist.
Okay. Okay. Approximately how many people will be a part of this parade tomorrow?
I don't know. I really don't know. Usually on 4th of July, there's probably, I don't know, 150 kids maybe.
What did you say?
150 kids maybe.
Is your neighborhood the city of Minneapolis? 150 kids.
Okay. Making, I will say this. Geez. I will say this about me. I cannot describe or function around sizes of things. Like I order the wrong size of
there's
everything
so many
on the
jokes.
Internet.
I mean, seriously, we're gonna cut that one up.
I worded this. Okay. I was trying to be careful how about I was wording this. But yes, I am often off on the size of things. So maybe I'm not guessing the amount of kids correctly. Maybe it was 11. I don't know.
11.
I feel like this is an interrogation.
It's the biggest parade. Exactly. Everyone was there.
Rita Donald Trump Sargentopoulos is with us. This is like, you know, the inauguration. You know, Sean Spicer is coming out.
I'm sure the 150 kids are going to love it. Freezing, windy, rainy.
Let's go there.
Can we get the candy? No! Do the parade!
Kids don't get cold. Kids don't care. Kids just want candy. They don't care. Okay. My daughter would walk around for days in the cold if it meant candy.
Let me put my shoulder back in socket. I'm friends with a number of doctors. I'll send them over there Friday, you know, when there's pneumonia outbreak and the kids are out for 2 weeks. Meanwhile, the parents are in their homes having hot toddies and old fashions.
Eating their candy.
Eating their candy, you know, and God knows what else is going on at these parties. I mean, it's a little
too. Who hurt you guys? Who hurt you?
You're
so tainted and jaded.
Can you come on at 2 o'clock and I'll break that down? I need a full hour to break that down. Okay, will
just
you
an hour?
Will you, it's going to be a weekly segment. Will you be a part of the parade? Will you just observe the parade?
I'm not going to make it home in time for the parade. So I think she may have to miss it.
So who's the evil person to care 11 who's not letting you, are you doing the 5 and then you're done at 5 and you don't have to do the 6? Or are you doing the 6 also?
They're letting me not have to do the 6 on Thursday.
I mean, come on. Who is this person?
That's nice. That's nice.
No, it's not.
It's for save ratings.
It's not nice enough. You should be allowed to be home with your daughter in this swingers event with kids. I mean, I don't know. You know.
Hey, I signed up for this job. I knew the hours.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. How many of the kids are really going to want to be out there when it's sleeting and it's?
They're children.
34.
And there's candy involved.
Yeah. So, in other words, all of them?
Yes, all of them. Every last one of them.
If you get footage and there's somebody out there with an ankle bracelet, I mean, is that also just a part of the neighborhood situation? We welcome them all, or?
God. I thought you were talking about, like, an 80s ankle bracelet. I didn't know you meant, like,
that's what I meant.
Like a prisoner, right?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like an ankle, like, you know.
Sure.
Decorative.
Yes.
Decorative item. Wow. Does anybody have something comparable to Rena in their neighborhood? Please call or text right now. 651-461-9226. The Queen of Halloween, Rena, is next on CCO. Wait, is this from the parade? Is this a live look at the parade a day ahead? What do we have here?
Well, it's National Candy Corn Day.
Oh, God.
It's not our main theme today, but we're sprinkling it in, just like a bit of candy corn you should.
Thank you. Let's get to that. Our friend Rena is here. You love candy corn? You think it's okay, or you loathe candy corn?
I wouldn't go so far as to say loathe, but it's not delicious.
Yeah, it's not.
It wouldn't be a choice.
No, it's way, way... way down the list. Dave, I think you're a candy corn sympathizer, aren't you?
I am if I'm going to eat it plain, that's probably not happening. But mixed with peanuts, it's like tastes like a Pearson salted nut roll. I can do that. It's a good mixer.
No, you're compensating.
You know what's worse? When they flavor other things like it, like they have the Oreos that are candy corn flavored.
Ugh.
Like, don't do that.
Well,
we've
discussed this before, too. There are way too many flavors of Oreos. You know, Oreos are good, right? By the way, our friend Adam Carter, go ahead, Dave, tell Rena what Adam said recently.
His favorite type of Oreo is the Oreo Thins.
That's his favorite, the Oreo Thin.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, just don't eat all of it. I mean,
can't handle the creamy filling, I guess.
I mean, honestly, who says, you know what I want right now? An inferior Oreo. Exactly.
That's
good. You know, the Oreo that couldn't hang with the brothers and sisters. You know, the Rudolph.
The runt of the litter.
Yeah, the Rudolph. I was thinking, can I say runt right now? I assume we can. The Rudolph of Oreos, you know, when he was bullied. That's what the
Oreo
thing
is.
Get
to play the Oreo games.
Yes, he does not. I'll just say for me, right now, I have nothing up for Halloween, and I'm embarrassed. I'm a bit in mourning, I would say, for this might be 20 years. We had this cat, not a real cat, we called Sparkles. Dave has a friend called Sparkles. She works at Buns and Roses. That's a different sort of situation. But Sparkles, you would plug in, and Sparkles' tail would wag. Sparkles' head would go up and down and was kind of creepy. Well, Sparkles was really breaking down the last few years. So after Halloween last year, I had to throw Sparkles out. You can hear my emotions still coming out about throwing Sparkles out. And because of this right now, I don't have a pumpkin. I don't have it. Quinny's going to be with Kathleen. My house might be the one the kids are afraid to go to because there's nothing up.
Yeah, I can see that. Why don't you just turn your light off and peer through the windows and pray that they run away?
No, I enjoy it. I'll be giving out multiple. Do I need to get a pumpkin today?
Are you going to carve it or are you just going to set a pumpkin out there? Because that's just lame. Like, don't bother. If you're not going to, either go in or out, but, like, don't stick your toe in the pumpkin water. Like, that's lame.
Dave, is that lame if I at least get a pumpkin and put it out
there? It's pretty lame.
Yeah? So it's nothing.
I think at that point, why not just also put out a case of eggs and say, kids, I deserve this. Have at it.
Wow. I mean, what about anything else to damage the house? Should I, you just leave the door open and say, come on in and take whatever you want?
Are you handing out toothpaste, by the way?
No.
Dimes. He's the one that's got the bowl of dimes.
Pennies. I got pennies. Hey, here you. How about 2 pennies for you right there? Okay, remind me, because I reacted to it. Why were you asking about water beds at some point in the last week on the Twitter machine?
I can't remember how it came up, but I was talking to my daughter about it. I had a water bed for many, many, many years, and it's just like, the concept of it is just bizarre to me now that I think about it. And she couldn't figure out what I was talking about. Like, she just couldn't grasp the concept. And then I tweeted about it, or X'd about it, whatever you guys call it these days. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I started getting all these ads for waterbeds. I was like, I can't even believe they still make these things. And some people responded saying they still have them.
Well, okay. I had one in college. Move, even have my waterbed from Tempe to Rochester to Orlando to La Crosse, and even back here in the Twin Cities for a couple years. One point, I filled it up in Tempe that a buddy called. I was talking outside. The thing was about to explode. I wasn't paying any attention. God knows what I was doing. But why? Why did we like waterbeds then, and waterbeds really aren't much of a thing now? I'm not saying they're completely out, because you did have people text us, but nobody really talks about having a waterbed now, right? Do they?
No, I think it's, I don't know, it's a different era now. You've got Sleep Numbers and the beds in the box things and the foam stuff. And I think we all got old and we were like, hey, guess what doesn't work for my back anymore? Waterbed.
Harrigan, did you ever have a waterbed? Did you ever desire to have a waterbed?
I had a couple friends who had them, and I was very jealous, but I was never gifted a waterbed.
I remember, you know, and again, I've been insomniac my whole life, basically. I remember liking the waterbed. Maybe you should go back to it. Yeah, maybe I should. What if you give that to your daughter for Christmas? What would her reaction be?
I don't know. I don't know that I would do that to her. It was very weird.
a number of texters are wondering if the vicious dog, where the vicious dog is when the parade is taking place and also when the trick-or-treaters are arriving at the mansion.
The dog doesn't really go anywhere but our own yard ever. And on Halloween, we put gates up in the door so that we can open the door, but there's a gate there, a dog-sized gate that a dog can't get through or over.
Is the dog just menacing from behind the gate?
Just barking constantly.
Mm.
Both dogs barking constantly. It's a whole night of barking constantly.
I think we've discovered something, Dave, here. Rena asked to work.
Yes.
The 5 o'clock
yes.
newscast.
No parade,
I think it
no
took
barking.
Me a while to get there. I think we have our winner. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too, guys. Bye-bye.
Rena. It's time for Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time to replace your old window with Infinity from Arvent and get free installation labor.